All right, welcome back. Special edition of Who's Talking Tonight, a bonus show. Spent the first half hour primarily bringing everybody up to date about the baseball team and their success over the weekend. They look forward to the Maryland Terrapins in the Super Regional back in Charlottesville this weekend, and I think the starting times will be announced either late tonight or tomorrow.
It'll be announced tonight. We don't know whether it starts on Friday or Saturday.
Right, because they're waiting to figure out who wins and who's going to play where and all that good stuff, but it'll certainly be available by tomorrow morning at the latest.
But if anyone listening is interested in seeing these two teams play up in Charlottesville, you need to go online right now at virginiasports.com and put in your order.
Yeah, because tickets will be scarce.
They will be gone. They'll be gone tonight if they're not already
or
gone.
Better yet, go to Maryland Terrapins website and pick them up so they can't buy them.
There you go.
Right?
How many do we have to give a certain number of tickets to the visiting team?
They get a smallish sliver of a section over there behind the dugout on first base side.
Okay.
And then they get 600 tickets.
People throw, you know, cans and bottles and stuff like that at those people. Particularly Maryland, because we owe them. You ever go to a Maryland football game? You're lucky to get out of there unscathed. Isn't that right, Chris?
Yeah, Byrd Stadium can be a difficult place, and I guess a place that Virginia's not going to go to very frequently in the future here now that they're no longer going to be an ACC team after this year. And as Frank said before the break, we do have our friend Chris Horn coming on here shortly to talk a little football and basketball recruiting. As my co-host has taught me over the years, recruiting is always in season.
Always in season.
As well as football is always in season.
So. Football is always – it's crazy. Football really never has a dull moment. It's become a year-round business. It's a year-round activity. It's for the typical fan, they can't get enough information about college and pro football. It's crazy. All right, let's look at some of the recruits real quick. Football, we know that Virginia has four recruits at this moment. Ryan Bischoff, Juan Thornhill, David Eldridge, and Nick Johns. We're going to get the details from Chris Horn shortly. In basketball, Tony Bennett decided to fire all his bullets and bring in a whole new five-man team, offering Mariel Shayok, a 6'6" forward who has been compared favorably to Mamadi Diani, who we all liked. Darius Thompson, who played for Tennessee, obviously impressed the Wahoo staff enough that they wanted him badly. And judging by his performance and...
Based on the Tennessee game, we should have recruited their whole team, you know.
I don't think so. Jack Salt, all 6'10" of him, is coming from New Zealand. B.J. Stith, who's got maybe some of the best bloodlines in Virginia basketball history. Isaiah Wilkins, the stepson of the human highlight film.
As we've said before, the nature versus nurture debate right there. You know, the stepson, has the coaching really influenced the young man?
Well, one thing's for certain, he was Gatorade Player of the Year down there in Georgia. Hello.
He's got some skills.
Yeah, so maybe Dominique was the lucky one down there.
No, I mean, you know, of course, in the Hobo's view, basketball is always in season. But the cupboard is by no means bare for Tony Bennett going to next year. He's got a lot of talent coming back, got some talent coming in. So, you know, what you worry about from my perspective is the chemistry. You know, the one thing this team had this year was just terrific chemistry. And that's something, you know, it's year to year. You got to develop that. And some of that is your senior leadership. And the one thing this team, of course, we have a lot of experienced players. We only have one senior, right? Darius Atkins is the only senior on the team this year.
Darian Atkins. Get his name right. All right. Darian, I think, is going to be terrific this year. And I'm predicting some decent stats from him because I think that kid has got a lot of motivation. I think he felt like he should have played more this past year. I wouldn't be surprised if Atkin is tomahawk dunking the ball at every opportunity. He's going to make a statement every chance he gets around the basket.
Well, the one thing about it, he is probably the best interior defender on the roster.
He can dunk the ball and he shoots free throws.
What does Coach Bennett value? Defense. So if you're the best interior defender, you're probably going to get minutes.
Well, and let's face it, with Justin Anderson coming back on the wing, Virginia's not losing anything in terms of athleticism with him as a starter. Anthony Gill was on fire as the season was wrapping up, and no doubt is ready for prime time. He was a redshirt sophomore because of the transfer.
So he's got two more years.
He has two more full years, but he's almost like he's a junior.
Right.
So look out for him. And I'm also thinking that people have been giving my man Mike Toby too much grief this year. I think Toby's going to be the real lightning in a bottle. Oh, my goodness. Did you see that move? Did you see that hook shot? Did you see that fadeaway? He's got an arsenal of scoring weapons.
Well, his problem
except
is—
except for dunking.
Yeah.
But
I don't care.
His problem is not his offensive moves or his ability to shoot the ball. It's just the thing he'll be working on in the offseason is just getting stronger.
Okay. Yeah. So he gets stronger. But I'll take the guy that can get me 15 points in the paint, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I love offense.
Get him the ball. And if I see Tony this summer, I'm going to tease him about this all the time.
So, my theory of defense was the quicker the other team scored, the faster you got the ball back.
Yeah. We know what your Olay defense looked like. Park Hill used to talk about that. Yeah. All right. And London Perentes is a veteran now after a very long season. Hey, I understand from our trusty engineer, Jesse, that we have Chris Horn on the line. Chris, are you there?
Hey, guys. I'm here.
Well, we're delighted that you're able to join us. I know you had to squeeze us in with your busy schedule. We are delighted to have the Sabres, Chris Horn. He's a recruiting
busy
analyst.
Schedule. He's between courses and his dinner meal.
No, he's not.
He's having a little, what do they call it, sorbet, you know, just to cleanse the palate in between courses.
How about judging by your pronunciation, I don't think you've had sorbet. But
I had sherbet.
Okay. So Chris, let's talk about the football recruits first, and let's pivot to basketball. Let's Bischoff, Thornhill, Eldridge, Johns, anybody else out there? Give us the lowdown on each kid.
Yeah, well, Juan Thornhill was the first commitment, and he committed a while back. He actually committed late last year. He's a free safety prospect out of Alta Vista High School in Virginia. I know we've discussed him on the show before. Has won two state championships in basketball and one in football. Definitely a good winning pedigree there. And then more recently, Ryan Bischoff, who's an offensive lineman, which is offensive line's a big need, I think, for Virginia in this class.
Yeah, we need like 10 more.
Yes, they need some. They need. I think they would take 10 quality offensive linemen for sure. But they definitely need to add some depth. And he's a guy about 6'5", 300 pounds. Definitely a big guy who could potentially play guard or tackle. So definitely a nice get there. As you mentioned, though, Frank, they definitely need some more. Nick Johns is a quarterback out of Gonzaga College Prep, which is a school in Washington, D.C., out of the WCAC, which is a really competitive, highly competitive conference that really produces a lot of talented high school players that go on to be college, pretty good college players as well. And Nick is about a legitimate 6'3", 210 pounds. He's a big kid in the pocket. And Virginia offered him actually last summer and was the first school to do so. So, you know, at the quarterback spot, he was a guy that they targeted early. So no question, they were happy to get him. And then more recently, this past Thursday, David Eldridge III, who's out of Kettle Run High School in Noakesville, Virginia. He's a wide receiver, 6'1", 160 pounds. What stands out about me, is that he's very quick. He ran a 4.13 shuttle at the Nike training camp when that's electronically timed. Say he's a guy who produces also on offense at receiver, but also in special teams. He had 3 kick returns and 1 punt return for a touchdown last year, in addition to 9 receiving touchdowns. So he's addressing the offense early on. I see Virginia going to close to a full boat this year. At least that's what I expect to happen, and we'll see what happens. Definitely a lot of spots left, but you know, good 2 solid in-state kids, and then a guy from WCAC a conference UVA likes to recruit, and then again, an offensive lineman, which kind of helps to fill a need there.
All right, where are the other offensive linemen that Virginia needs to get? I mean, they need to pick up at least 7 or 8 guys, right?
Yeah, there's some promising prospects in the state. Justin School, who's out of Centerville, they were the state championships, beating Oscar Smith last year, state champions, 6A state champions last year. He's a player that has Virginia high on his list. He's also considering Rutgers. He's also considering Harvard and a few other schools. But he's a guy Virginia's in good shape with right now. There's Blake Camper out of Virginia Beach, who recently picked up an offer from Miami. He's got double-digit offers. I think Virginia's in the mix with him. I wouldn't call them one of the favorites, though. Austin Clark, who's one of the more highly regarded offensive linemen in the state, out of Rockbridge County in Lexington, Virginia.
And he's going to announce, like, next week, right?
Yes, exactly. He's going to announce June 12th at 6 p.m. At this point, you know, my feeling is Virginia's probably not going to be the choice. That being said, he's spoken very highly. Virginia was the first school to offer him. He's spoken extremely highly of the staff, so I think he has a tremendous amount of respect for them. Whether or not that's good enough to be, you know, the choice in the end, you know, Tennessee, South Carolina, possibly Virginia Tech, you know, and Virginia, those kind of are the four schools in my mind that are kind of the real top competitors, I think. And, I would guess the SEC is where he's going to end up. But, you know, we'll see. You never know. And then Chance Hall, who's out of Roanoke, Northside, another state championship high school team last fall. He's an offensive and defensive lineman. He could play either side of the ball. Virginia likes him initially on defense, I think. But, again, with that need on offense, I wouldn't be surprised to see him there. He grew up a UVA fan. I think UVA's got a very legitimate chance with him. And Notre Dame recently came through with an offer for him. So he's exploring his options. He's not in no rush to commit, although he does want to get something done by this summer. But yeah, those are a few names. There's Matt Burrell, who's a 4 or 5-star caliber guy out of Hilton. And I think he's probably, if I had to guess, I think he's probably going to head out of state. Although, you know, some of these kids, if they do wait and Virginia has a good season and kind of, establishes Mike London more solidly as the head coach and has some real momentum going, he could be a kid maybe to remember if he does wait to make his decision later on down the road.
Hey, Chris, and by the way, this is Chris Horn, a man that needs no introduction to our audience. Let's pivot over to hoops for a moment. Not necessarily. I think most of the people are familiar with the guys we get coming in, Wilkins, Stith, Jack Salt, and the kid Shayok. Mm-hmm. Not to mention the transfer kid we got from Tennessee, but where are the numbers? You know, we had 2 seniors, Tevin Jones left. How do we stack up scholarship-wise all of a sudden, and what's that leave as a possibility for next year?
Rogers had a scholarship.
Yeah, right now the scholarships are filled up for this coming year, but for 2015, Darion Atkins, with him being the only senior, that would only open up one spot with the addition of Thompson. Coming in, so you know, there's one spot available in 2015. So that's obviously not a big class, barring any transfers. Which I'm not saying that there are going to be any, but in this day and age, it seems like you certainly can't ever rule that out. But right now, there's just one spot available in 2015, and I would expect that to go to a big guy, a low post guy. Virginia's got a lot of depth and talent in the backcourt, the perimeter, I think. But I think if they can find a good, solid front court guy, power forward, a guy who can score and obviously play defense, of course, first and foremost, and I think that's where they're going to look. And then you look ahead, 2016 is a huge class for Virginia, and Virginia's already gotten a jump on that class. They're in good shape with some early targets, such as Monte Buckingham, a local kid out of Henrico. Likes Virginia a lot, I know, but he's starting to really starting to pop. He's an excellent player, and he's a wing type of guy, and he's starting to really things are starting to kick up for him recruiting wise. Ty Graves, point guard out of North Carolina, Virginia is the leader for him. He's a 5'10", 5'11" guy, but can really shoot it. But Virginia's 2016 is really their focus, I think, right now. Of course, they want to, add a big guy in 2015, but I think they're really looking ahead to 2016, since that's going to be such a big class with you know, Anderson and Brogdon, those guys, they're going to be heading out that year. So
yeah, Brogdon, Nolte, Toby. I'm trying to think of the others. There's like five second year guys this year, so it's going to be a big class. The big senior class the year after next.
Exactly. That's why it's so important. They started on the 2016 kids really early. I mean, look at last summer, they were in on those guys, those 2016 guys trying to get in and offering some scholarships and really, so they kind of head start. They definitely knew that this was going to be an important class. So they're well underway for that. But certainly doesn't make, at this point anyway, doesn't make 2015 all that exciting. Except, you know, you got that one spot, but obviously, you know, every spot counts, and it'll be interesting to see who they can pull in. I think at this point, you know, they've had a few targets come off the board, so they're in the evaluation stage trying to find that right fit, make sure they get that right guy that they want.
Right. Well, Chris, we're going to let you get back to your main course since you interrupted your dinner for us. Clearly, we thank you as always. When we come back on late summer, we're going to need an update, certainly on the football recruiting at that point in time, because I'm sure there's going to be developments between now and then. But in the meantime, enjoy your summer, and we'll look forward to having you back on in August and September.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for having me again.
Take care, Chris.
The Sabres' Chris Horn. We're going to go to our final break and come back with our final segment of Season 5 of Who's Talking.
And previewing the UVA-Maryland series in Charlottesville this coming weekend.
Absolutely. Stay tuned.